Today we're building a respace line using a resampling workflow in Ableton Live 12, and we're aiming straight at that jungle, old-school DNB, darker roller kind of energy. The big idea here is simple. Don't just make a wide bass sound and leave it looping. We want a bass line that moves, breathes, and phrases with the drums. In this style, the bass is almost like a supporting lead. It answers the breakbeat, leaves space for snares and ghost notes, and brings tension without wrecking the low end. So first, set the project up around the drums. That's really important. In drum and bass, the bass is never working alone. It has to lock with the break. Set your tempo somewhere around 160 to 172 BPM, and build a strong 4-bar drum loop first. Whether you're using a breakbeat loop, drum rack, or slicing a break in simpler, make sure the groove already feels alive before the bass comes in. Get that kick and snare relationship working. Leave room for ghost notes, and add a little fill at the end of bar 4 if you can. Now, before we get into the res, build a clean mono sub layer. This is your anchor. You can use operator, wave eatable, or analog, but operator is a great starting point if you want a pure sine style sub. Keep it simple. Fast attack, solid sustain, short to medium release, and mono mode on. If you want smoother movement between notes, turn legato on too. Write a very simple bass pattern first. Don't make it too busy. Think root notes, maybe the fifth, maybe the minor third, and use rest so the drums can breathe. At this stage, the goal is not excitement, the goal is control. If the sub is clean and strong, everything else gets easier. Next, build the midrange res tone. This is the part we're going to resample and shape into something more interesting. A good starting point is two saw waves in wave eatable or analog, slightly detuned from each other. Add a bit of unison if needed, but keep it modest. You want beating and movement, not chorus mush. Start with a low pass filter, maybe somewhere in the 200 to 800 Hz area, and then add subtle modulation with a slow LFO if you want some motion. The key here is subtlety. A res bass works because the detune and movement feel unstable in a musical way. You're not trying to make it glossy or super polished. You want a raw mid-bass texture that can be processed later. Now comes the fun part, resampling. Instead of keeping the synth live forever, print it to audio. Create a new audio track, set the input to resampling a route from the bass track, and record a 4-bar pass. Do at least one clean take, and then another take with automation on filter cutoff, drive, or any movement parameter you've got working. If you can, print a few different versions, one more open, one darker and filtered, and one with a more aggressive attack. This is a really important DNB mindset shift. Once you start printing to audio, you stop thinking like a preset tweaker and start thinking like an editor. That's where the bass gets personality. After that, process the resampled audio like it's a sampled bass record. A useful chain here would be EQ8, saturator, maybe drum bus or glue compressor, then auto filter and utility for checking mono or narrowing the image if needed. If this is only your character layer, don't be afraid to high pass at around 80 to 140 Hz so it stays out of the sub's way. Add a few dB of saturation, use filtering for motion, and keep the mid layer lively without letting it crush the drums. If the tone feels too clean, resample again after processing. If it feels too harsh, filter it and try another pass. That's one of the best things about this workflow. You can build a sound history. Synth to audio, audio to processed audio to a new bounce. That layered history is a big part of why old-school inspired basses feel more finished and more human. Now we turn that audio into something phrasable. Don't just leave it as a long loop. Slice it. Cut it into useful bits. Quarter notes, half notes, one beat phrases, and little tails. You can use sliced a new MIDI track if you want to play the pieces back, or just cut the audio manually and shape the arrangement that way. This is where the bass starts talking to the breakbeat. Think in call and response. One bar might hit on the root and then leave space. The next bar might answer the snare. Another bar might hold a note longer and open up into a fill. That kind of phrasing is what gives jungle and darker DNB their movement. The bass isn't just repeating. It's interacting. As you arrange the slices, keep checking how they sit with the drum pattern. If the drums are busy, shorten the bass notes. If there's a fill coming, leave a little pocket. If you have a snare accent or a ghost note, try not to step on it. A lot of the power in this style comes from what you don't play. Now add automation to bring the movement alive without losing focus. Keep the sub steady, and automate the character layer instead. Great things to automate here are auto filter or cutoff, filter resonance, saturation drive, stereo width, and maybe reverb send on only a few note tails. You can open the filter into a drop, then close it again after a couple of bars. You can increase drive in the final bar before a switch up. You can narrow the width before the drop so the return feels bigger when it opens back up. For an old-school jungle-style structure, a really useful pattern is something like 8 bars of groove, then a 2-bar tension lift, then a 1-bar fill, then a 1-bar bass reset or filtered tail before the drop comes back in harder. That makes the bass feel arranged, not just looped. Once the bass line feels good, start thinking about the drum and bass relationship as a single unit. On the drum bus, mild glue compressor can help glue the break together, but only lightly. You want the groove to breathe. On the bass group, check mono, carve out any muddy overlaps with EQ, and if needed, use sidechain compression so the kick or kick accents can cut through. The main thing is this: keep the sub mono, keep the res whitish only in the mids, and make sure the drums still punch through. A few common mistakes come up a lot with this sound. One is making the low end too wide. Another is using way too much detune, which turns the res into a blurry wash. Another is letting the bass fight the snare, especially in broken beat patterns. And another big one is overprocessing before resampling. It's usually better to print a cleaner source first, then add character in audio. That gives you way more control. A good pro move is to resample twice. First, print the synth tone, then process it and print it again. The second bounce often has more grit, more character, and more of that finished jungle feel. You can also make a second version with more drive and filter movement, then alternate between the cleaner and dirtier passes across different sections of the track. Another really useful trick is rhythmic displacement. You can shift a few mid-bass hits slightly ahead or behind the grid while keeping the sub stable. That gives the groove a more human, skippy feel. And if you want more of that old-school call-and-response energy, make one 2-bar phrase as a question, then answer it with a different resample take or a simpler follow-up. You can also build different filter states. Resample a closed version, a mid version, and an open version, then use those across the arrangement so the bass evolves without needing a brand new sound every time. That's a great way to keep the tune moving while staying consistent. If you want a quick practice run, try this. Make a 4-bar drum loop at around 170 BPM, program a mono sub, build a detuned saw res with some filter movement, resample 4 bars while automating the cutoff, slice that recording into at least 4 usable hits or phrases, and rearrange them so 1 bar answers the break, 1 bar holds tension, and 1 bar leaves space for a fill. Then add basic EQ and saturation, and check the whole thing in mono. The main takeaway is this: design the res, print it to audio, and then treat it like a phraseable instrument. That's the workflow that really clicks for jungle and darker DNB. Keep the sub clean, build the attitude in the mids, resample early, slice for phrasing, automate with intention, and always let the bass converse with the breakbeat. If the drums and bass feel like they're dancing around each other with tension, space, and impact, you're absolutely in the right zone.